guys, and welcome to a new episode of Nerds Talk Movies. My name is Taylor Cole, and I will be your host today. Joining me is not Tristan Benz. Tristan was unavailable to join us for this episode. Instead, we have, from the Nerd Stash Show, Michael Mosley. Michael, how are you doing? It's been a while since you've been on Nerds Talk Movies.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm lost. I don't know how I got here.
It's a great place. Like, it's a lot like the Nerd Stash Show. There's a bunch of idiots here, too. We have a lot of cool opinions, though. You'll like it here.
Oh, sounds like my kind of place.
So, we had to also push back our Daredevil Season 1 retrospective back a week. We still have a pretty cool episode planned today. A lot of trailers have dropped over the last week. And what kind of nerds would we be if we didn't talk about them?
We'd be terrible nerds, that's what.
So here's what you can expect from us today. We will share our reaction to trailers from the Flash movie. Yeah, it was technically a teaser. I know it was like a minute thing. And by the way, it was like a 4-hour fandom event. And they showed 1 minute of the Flash movie. And then they spent hours and hours on advertisements and weird, like, oh, here's this much time to the CW shows. When you know everybody was here. You know what? I'm not getting too rant about DC fandom. So that's the point. We'll also be talking about the Batman and Sony's Uncharted. We'll also briefly talk about our favorite moments from DC fandom 2021. Even though I thought it was kind of a lot of filler, there was some pretty cool moments. Michael, are you ready?
I'm ready like spaghetti. Mom spaghetti.
I'm gonna forget you said that. And just move on to The Flash. So the short trailer teased more of Michael Keaton's Batman, Sasha Calle's Supergirl, and revealed that the film would feature another version of Barry Allen, once again played by Ezra Miller. Oh, and we also get a sweet new look at the new Flash suit that Ben Affleck's Batman supposedly makes for Barry. The main Barry, that is. Michael, what did you think of this trailer? And also, this is going to be a confusing-ass movie, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely. Especially since they pulled a little fucky with it and reworked the story to take out Cyborg. Because don't forget, Cyborg was supposed to be a big part of this movie.
Yeah, the Ray Fisher. They were supposed to be kind of like a buddy movie from what was originally claimed. Was that with Muschietti as the director, or do you remember?
I don't remember a director. I think, but the last time I heard it, like, they were still looking for, like, to produce it. I think maybe they had a script ready, but I don't think they had a director just yet. But
I think it was either before Muschietti came on or like right afterwards, like so early on. So you still have a very good point. Like, this movie has been in development since what, 2014? Ooh, technically, man, yeah. Like, it was announced. I don't want to say in development, but it was announced that we've had directors and producers and writers come and go. Stories have come and went. We don't know what the hell's going on. And now we've landed on this. We're doing kind of Flashpoint, but with multiverse, and we have two Batman, and we have a Supergirl, and we have two Flashes now. And it's like, well, this is a lot to throw at me.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. Like if they're doing a Flashpoint movie, why are they calling it just The Flash? There's already a TV show called The Flash on a CW. I don't know why this isn't called DC's Flashpoint or whatever. Mm-hmm. So,
or The Flash Flashpoint.
Yeah.
In a way, that way it's kind of like a, hey, we know the TV show's still going on.
Yeah. And like, DC done that before with Suicide Squad and The Suicide Squad. They have a weird way of just having their universe, their cinematic universe go around. But yeah, it from the way this trailer looks, it's real quick. They only showed Barry's new outfit. They showed second Flash. I don't know which Flash version that second one is supposed to be. To be honest, I know it's not.
There's rumors about it, and I don't want to talk about it, but there's a lot of rumors about that character, and I'll talk with you off air if you want to.
Okay.
And anybody listening who wants to learn more, just you can Google it, and I'm sure it'll come up immediately. But there's rumors about what that version of Flash, like the role in the story.
All right. Oh, wait, but it's supposed to be reverse?
Not supposed to be reverse Flash, as far as I know.
Okay.
That would be catastrophic, in my opinion.
It would be terrible.
But I was gonna say, but yeah, it shows that version of Flash, by the way. I don't know if you caught this, Michael, but his emblem, it's like the bat suit with the Flash symbol spray painted over it.
Yeah, which is kind of weird because a lot of people complain that MCU Spider-Man took too much like from Iron Man. It was like they're trying to do the same thing with Flash.
Now he's Batman Jr.
Yeah.
Or at least that universe is.
Yeah.
So.
Because we see that he's good at making his own suits. Like, oh yeah, I made it myself to start with friction and whatnot. And it doesn't look like the armored up suit that we saw in Justice League. So it
looks like that goes away probably, like, because when we see every shot we see of this Flash, it's the new suit.
Yeah.
That supposedly Ben Affleck makes.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like the armored up one that we saw in Batman's dream. Well, not Batman. He was Bruce at the time. In Bruce's dream.
Yeah. And it was like very armored up. Like we see it also in Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. We see it there, but we don't see it in this trailer, I should say, at least. Not in this trailer. And all we see is like the silhouette of a cowl for Batman. And maybe that was Michael Keaton's Batman. We don't really know yet because we don't know what the new storyline is going to be. We thought it was going to be Flashpoint, but it seems like they're doing a multiverse thing. So
it seems like they're combining like this multiverse version of Flashpoint, and I don't know. I mean, that on one hand, I think it sounds very confusing. On the other, it also sounds a little interesting. Like maybe it's not this Barry who's doing the Flashpoint. Maybe it's that universe's Barry, and the version we follow just so happens to witness it and has to help out or something like that. I don't know how the movie's going to go because they've been so secretive.
No, I'm going to say that sounds way more interesting than anything DC has done. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about that one. That takes some creativity.
But I think Andy Muschietti is a great creative mind. I think the main criticism he's always gotten is the endings of his films. So we'll have to take We'll have to wait and see on that one.
Yeah.
And see how that goes.
But it did capture.
But from this trailer, I was going to say, from this trailer, like, I think it does a pretty good job at, like, hyping you up over the suit, like, the Flash suit. Because to me, it looks very Injustice-like. I don't know if you played Injustice 2.
But, oh, absolutely.
It looks a little bit like that in a way, but more sleeker.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And
we don't get a fantastic look at it either. It's more so of like, oh, there's the hero shot.
Yeah, it has this weird like lightning bolt thing going all around it. It kind of looks like it's cracking. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting to see what they're going with this suit. Like, does Barry move so fast that his new suit that Batman makes can't handle it? Does he finally tap into the speed force? Because we saw it in Zack Snyder's.
Or is it the other way around? Like, he's so fast, like it actually helps keep that end, or he's not, because we see in Zack Snyder's Justice League, he can mess up some stuff.
Yeah.
And he doesn't mean to, so maybe that's supposed to help.
But I'm interested in seeing what they go with this. It was a cool teaser. I'll give him that. Like, it at least shows that, hey, we're doing more than just, here's a symbol, here's the title. Yeah. Like, they actually showed something. And it looked pretty good. I'm not gonna lie, it looks really good.
I thought the trailer overall, other than just the Flash suit reveal, was alright. I don't know why they felt the need to hide Michael Keaton's Batman. And they show like the silhouette and they don't show the Batmobile. There is no, everybody at this point, it's kind of like the Spider-Man rumors. Except this has been confirmed. Michael Keaton is in this movie.
Right.
But even people who aren't huge comic book fans have talked with me about, well, oh, you hear about Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield being in Spider-Man 3? It's kind of like that. I've had people like, oh, you hear Michael Keaton's going to be in the Flash movie? And it's like, people know he's in this movie. You're not hiding anything. Just show him in the fucking cow. Or show the Batmobile. One of the two. It's like they're trying to be secretive without being secretive. And then they also show the second version of Barry. And I'm like, that's the spoiler. Why are you showing that, but you won't show Keaton?
I think that maybe that's not Michael Keaton. What if it's Christian Bale's Batman?
Don't you do this. Don't you add a third Batman into this. It's Val Kilmer.
No, it's probably not bad. No, I mean, who knows what it's going to be. Maybe they're like, hey, yeah, we know, everybody knows that Michael Keaton is back, but what if it's not like the old suit, or what if it is the old suit and this is what it looks like in the new movie? It's like they're trying to hide
what the suit looks like, I guess.
Yeah, it's like hiding a horse. Like, you can wrap it up all you want, but I can still tell it's a horse. And I only say that because a horse is hide. It's hard to hide.
Michael Keaton was just compared to a horse on this show, and I love it.
He's a bat, so why not?
But overall, I thought it was a good trailer. Even with my, like, why did you not show the Keaton, but you show the extra Flash? I think it does kind of show a vague premise of, like, okay, so he's in another universe. This seems to be some kind of inspiration from Flashpoint. You don't know how it's exactly going to go. And it's going to have Supergirl in it. It's going to have Michael Keaton's Batman. And at some point, we know it's going to have Ben Affleck's Batman. And that one shot you mentioned of the cow on the ground, I thought was pretty cool. I think that's Keaton's cow. And it's some blood on the ground. So I wonder if that's like he's so old. You remember how Batman Beyond starts out? Yeah, like he's so old he's starting to break down. Maybe it's not like... Because the trailer kind of seems like it's sinister, like somebody killed him or was beating the crap out of him. What if it's just like he's so old he can't do it anymore?
And
it's kind of that Batman Beyond.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what if they pull Batman Beyond instead? Like they show old Michael Keaton, but it's only because like he hung up the cowl and now we have Batman Beyond. That'd be legit.
Oh, that'd be so cool. We need a Batman Beyond in DC at some point. I'll take even, like, we'll move on here in a second to the Batman trailer. But I'll even take, like, Michael Keaton's Batman going to the Batgirl movie and having that role there. Because I feel like there's so much there for that older Bruce Wayne. Yeah, Batgirl with, I forgot the actress's name. But it sounds very promising.
Is it an HBO Max show?
It is a HBO Max movie, yes.
Okay, yeah, I forgot.
And for people listening at home, Michael is not a regular host here at Nerds Top Movies, so please forgive him for not knowing everything. It is okay.
Well, no, the thing is, because I forget they were even doing that, because I know they were doing Blue Beetle. There's supposed to be a Cyborg movie, but that's not happening anymore. And Crypto got announced that he's getting a movie. And a video game. The movie starring Dwayne Johnson, oddly enough, and Kevin Hart. Yeah.
Kevin Hart's going to be Ace, which is Bruce Wayne's dog, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's just perfect to me.
Yeah, come on. Can those two not do movies together? Can we just separate them already? It's not that great of a duo anymore.
Well, you don't like the Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart pairing?
It was at
first. I feel like we're on a tangent at this point.
I enjoyed it at first, but it's like, yeah, it's the same shtick all over again. Let's do something else.
Yeah. I feel like that's a little bit of Kevin Hart. Like, I like Kevin Hart, but he has an act.
Oh,
and I
yeah,
feel like at some points it's just like, okay, I get it. You're a short dude.
Yeah, it's the same deal over and over again.
But since Tristan could not be here for this episode, but he did leave us some notes. And here's what he said about the Flash trailer. He said, quote, "The Flash can't speed into theaters soon enough. The new helmet looks a little chonky, and I do wish the first Flash solo movie was actually just about the Flash. I'm right there with you, man. But I'm excited for this twist on Flashpoint and to see Keaton back and two Barrys out of this world," end quote. So we'll just have to wait and see. It seems like this seemed like a teaser for a trailer we'll get down the road. So I hope we get like a longer trailer. Like, I don't want everything. That's not what I'm looking for in a trailer. Just give me enough to latch on to. Like, for example, I think the Batman movie, I think that does it perfectly. So let's get into the Batman movie. So the second trailer for Matt Reeves' The Batman was the centerpiece of DC fandom. And man, this was a fantastic trailer.
Oh my goodness, I'm so glad you say that.
One thing is for sure, this version of Batman is not going to be lighthearted. It's not going to be a lighthearted film. It's also clear that Robert Pattinson's Batman has some he has some anger issues that is not totally resolved yet. So, Michael, I don't know where to go with this trailer. And I want you to kind of like take it away, because I feel like I would just ramble on for minutes on end and how much I love this. I think these two trailers of the Batman might have been like the best trailers of the year, both in 2020 and 2021.
I wholeheartedly agree. Like, this Batman movie, the Batman, looks amazing. I know we're sick of movies looking dark all the time, but that's technically Batman. That's what he does. He works in the dark. And to see...
He's the exception to the rule.
Yeah, like you want to see Batman operate in the dark and like see what he sees and what the villain sees and how this mysterious giant man bat, which is actually a real character, like swoops down and attacks people. With this, we actually see the beginning. Like, we've seen his origin story before. What was it called? Batman Begins, duh. But to see it in this, no pun intended, in this light, to see a young, angry, slightly misguided Batman who calls himself Vengeance, not Justice, but Vengeance, is amazing. And it's what I want to see from a new Batman. I'm getting kind of, like Superman. I'm getting tired of seeing Batman all the time. But to see this version of him is what I want to see now. And I can't wait for this.
It looks new, and it sounds new. And the reason why is, you mentioned Batman Begins, right? And it's like this origin tale for Batman, this grounded, realistic kind of take that, semi-realistic take that Christopher Nolan wanted to take Batman on. And the Nolan trilogy is beloved, and it has every right to be. It's one of the best franchises or trilogies in history, in my opinion. But this also feels different from that. In the sense that this isn't a complete origin story. We're going into year two with this Batman. And not only that, Christian Bale's Batman it looked like he had a plan. There was this, he was Bruce Wayne. He knew how to be Bruce Wayne. And everything you hear about this movie is Batman is to kind of bring Michael Keaton back into this. You remember in the 80s Batman movie? Where Michael Keaton was like, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. That's what this version is he's fucking nuts. And I love it.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have it all figured out. He's an angry dude who's just beating the shit out of criminals.
Oh, man. Just like, and in a brutal fashion. Like, I think right now.
There's a part of this trailer, and I don't know if you saw this part or you remember this part, Michael, but. Where he's just kind of just like the ending of the first trailer, where he's just beating the crap out of one person, just keep punching. But you also see Selina Kyle looking at him, and it's just like, all right, man, you're a bit crazy, aren't you?
Oh, my favorite part is when he gets shot and just walks it off, and just like starts.
He gets shot so many times, like the suit is bulletproof. It's so cool.
Yeah, and just to see him take on in the dark. By the way, I don't know how they did it, but they made
the lighting in this trailer.
Oh my goodness, the gunshot is
beautiful
that you see. It looks so dark, good. And the only time you see anything is when the gunshot's actually being fired. So when you're seeing Batman fight these guys with guns, it looks so cool because you get these quick flashes of what's happening and how criminals are missing, like pretty much point blank, of how they're missing because they can't see, and it's amazing.
And the other part is like they're kind of not, they're hitting him.
Yeah, it's just they show one where he gets hit in the shoulder.
Literally, they show like oh, I'm Vengeance and all that stuff, and that's kind of what it comes across. It comes across that he's just a brutal dude beating the crap out of people, and he's a bit deranged himself. And it's kind of a refreshing take, because we've had the calm, cool, and collected Batman through Kevin Conroy, kind of through Michael Keaton's, through Christian Bale. We've had the versions that know what they're doing. I've never seen a Batman that's been more emotional and more like still figuring stuff out and just doesn't have it all together. And the other thing And even to bring something like Titans in, that I despised the Titans series. I'm sorry if you're a fan of it, but the reason, one of the reasons why is at first is like, I kind of like how they treat Bruce Wayne. He's not perfect, but they go too far with it to where he feels like the villain, and he feels like, you know, such, like he's, I don't know how to really explain it, but it's just, it's too far. Whereas this movie goes, nah, I mean, he's trying to clean up Gotham, but he's running around in a bat suit beating up criminals. He's not the most sane person on the planet. And I really enjoy that aspect of it. And the other thing we haven't even talked about it at all, Michael, is stuff like Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman, or Colin Farrell as the Penguin, who is just unrecognizable.
Was that the Penguin? They showed the Penguin?
Dude, he was the guy who was like, take it easy. This is why me and Tristan are huge like nerds when it comes to this stuff, so it's kind of refreshing also to like talk with somebody who's not totally on the ins and outs of it, because you're more focused on video game stuff. Right.
I mean, like, I still do movies. I really like them and stuff.
This difference.
Yeah. I was wondering how they were going to do the Riddler, and I didn't notice they were doing Penguin.
Yeah, that's Colin Farrell in all sorts of prosthetics. Makeup is.
Well, now I gotta rewatch the trailer.
It's like, I got you. That's another reason to. And then the Riddler, like, this whole trailer, it doesn't give you everything. It gives you this tone, you know, of this, what the hell's going on here, this mystery. You had this seven is in the movie, like, killer with the Riddler, and it seems like he gets caught and everything, and it's just like, what is his plan here? And there's been fan theories about the Court of Owls, and that's something I would love to see in movie form. And I really can't wait for this movie, because these trailers to me, and also the other thing I'll mention, the music, the Batman theme, and them using isn't it a Nirvana song that they've been kind of using?
You know, I don't know. I usually use Shazam and start finding so many songs. But for some strange reason, I haven't done it with this one yet.
I mean, with all that stuff, they're giving you so much to latch on to. And like you just said, you didn't even know that was the Penguin. So you can go look at it again and you'll find something else worth it. And you still don't get the whole story. You don't get that moment, which DC has fucking done before, to which they go, oh, you don't have the whole movie and you're excited to see it? Well, here's the whole movie and a twist. Here's Doomsday.
yeah, that was the worst part. I think that ruined Justice League for a lot of people.
So DC is doing this thing, or at least Matt Reeves and his team here are doing this thing to where they're giving the audience enough to latch on to and enough to get excited and hyped by and go over the tens of thousands of fan theories going around on YouTube and all these other websites. And they're doing it without giving away the whole story. And that's such a great call.
Yeah, but of course, you know, this was more of a teaser. The movie comes out in March, which, oh my goodness, I wish they would just... I wish they would have released it this year. And because I've been waiting for this movie. I wish they released it this year. There are a few movies I will go to theaters for, and this was one of them. But now we gotta wait until March.
You make a good point that this is just... I think this is the first main official trailer. Last year's, I think, was kind of like a teaser they put together at the last minute. But you do have to worry up until March, like, okay, if you guys put out another trailer, just make it another teaser like this. Don't go too much into it. We don't want everything. You got us. You got everybody. Don't do anything stupid. So we're all collectively, I think, just waiting here, like, all right, DC. Don't fuck it up. You got something really interesting here, and I can't wait to see what they end up doing. Here's what Tristan had to say. I can't believe he's making me have to say these things here, but he said, quote, holy cinematic masterpiece, Batman. You see what I mean. The Batman trailer was dope. I'm incredibly hyped for March 5th. Pattinson looks positively unhinged in the best way. Kravitz looks appropriately alluring as Catwoman. and Matt Reeves seems to have given us a certified banger, end quote. And I could not agree with him anymore. Michael, do you have anything else to say?
No, I think we kind of hit everything that we wanted to. But I am interested in seeing hearing what kind of music they're going to use for this. Because so far they've used licensed soundtrack. I don't think they've
used... Is it going to be more...
I don't think they're going to go Hans Zimmer.
...wrote themes? Yeah, I don't think so either. Is it going to be more of the... generic's not the right word. But more standard, okay, here's the hero theme. Like, something like Blake Neely's The Flash or Hans Zimmer, for example. Which are amazing themes. Or are they going to go, like you said, with more licensed music throughout? So that's going to be something interesting to look forward to. Let's move on, though, to the rest of DC fandom. We don't want to talk about everything. And was there anything else from DC fandom that you kind of want to talk about? For me, I thought the Black Adam trailer was really cool and brutal. Black Adam just kills a guy in the 1 minute we see of the movie. And it was so cool. And the only other thing I'll say is I also thought everything around Batman Caped Crusader sounded very interesting. It sounds like this is more like an adult take on Batman the Animated Series, and you can count me in.
Okay. For me, it was Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. I know it's not a movie, it's a game thing, but that really stood out for me.
Still part of DC fan, though.
Yeah, it is. And like that was the one thing that hit me. But when it comes to DC fandom, it was the surprising announcement of the Crypto. I mentioned this earlier, of Crypto's movie. And I was like, why? Why is this a thing? And then they showed like, oh, it's going to be like a little CG cartoon deal. And I was like, yeah, okay, that's kind of cute. And then they're like, it's going to have Dwayne Johnson. I was like, okay, but isn't he Black Adam? You're really going to do this? Okay. And they're like, oh, and Kevin Hart. Lovely. So that kind of killed it for me. I have nothing against Kevin Hart. I'm just kind of sick of the
pairing. Yeah. Is a little overplayed. Yeah. I feel like some people are starting to get there, and I might be wrong on this, so I don't mean to offend everybody out there, but like with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly, where everybody loved them in Step Brothers and Talladega Nights, but they've been together in a lot of movies, and I think some people at this point are just like, all right.
It was the Sherlock Holmes
movie.
Can
y'all take a break?
Yeah. It was the Sherlock Holmes
movie.
Yeah,
that's
when everybody got sick of it. Just like with who's another pairing that gets movies together a lot?
I could have said anything. Yeah. And as soon as you said it, my mind just went blank.
I'm so sorry. No, they did Pineapple Express together. It happens.
Seth Rogen and James Franco, which is for... Yes. Very, very different reasons that we can't get into in this podcast.
Yeah, that we won't get into, but like those two would make a great pairing, and nobody's gotten sick of them yet, but unfortunately, that kind of went to an end. But yeah, like, there are people who have their good pairings. I think Dwayne Johnson and...
That can get overplayed as well.
Yeah,
so it gets overplayed. I 100% get where you're coming from. Tristan here said, quote, Black Adam looks like an electrifying take on one of my favorite DC anti-heroes. And I look forward to seeing him alongside the rest of the JSA, end quote.
Well, the thing is, he was kind of teased at the end of, not even at the end, like, it parts throughout
Shazam.
Shazam. So it was kind of...
Well, he originally was supposed to be in Shazam as well. Ah. But they thought, like, yeah, well, this is honestly worthy of his own story and his own movie, and I kind of agree after seeing so far what they've done.
Yeah, that looks... It's going to be kind of weird to put that version of Dwayne Johnson into...
Zachary Levi.
Yeah. It's going to be kind of weird to put those two together. Agree. It's like, they clash.
It seems more like Henry Cavill's Superman in Black Adam, I could see.
Yeah.
But so far, I'm like, okay, so Shazam is this fun comedy, family movie, and it looks very good. You got a little bit of that, too, in DC fandom, and it looked fun. And you get Black Adam, he's just murdering.
Brutally, just like you see him melt a grown man into bones and ash. It's like, wow, they did not cut from that. It's like one solid shot. And they sit on it and let you see this man disintegrate. It's like, jeez. Okay, this like, is the well, man who's going to be in Shazam 2. This is a
different tone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, there was some stuff here. I wasn't a huge fan of the event just because I thought it was... I mean, we look at E3, right? A lot of conferences are like an hour.
Yeah.
And I thought a lot of this... And it was a four-hour event, Michael. And a lot of it was just filler and stuff we've seen before. I mentioned the stuff about the Michael Keaton count.
Yep.
That we saw concept art with Michael Keaton.
Yeah, they even teased the suit with the blood on it.
Last year. Yeah, and it's like, we've seen that before. And overall, I just thought it was a very lackluster event. And although, just talking about the video games real quick, Gotham Knights and Suicide Squad look interesting. But yet again, I think we saw more last year.
Yeah, we did. We actually
with both games.
Yeah, for
Gotham Knights, we got gameplay.
Yeah, for Gotham Knights. Actually, that was weird. Last year, we saw gameplay for Gotham Knights.
Mm-hmm. And this year was just the cinematic trailers going like, here's the Court of Owls.
Yeah.
And yeah. I went, I don't know if everybody else, but I went, yeah, we all knew that. You showed it last year. Like, we knew the Court of Owls were developed.
I thought they were going to show a little more gameplay and in-depth of like, hey, here's more stuff of what we wanted to show. But now it's like, here's a quick story trailer. Well, it wasn't quick, but like, here's a story trailer. Like, last year you guys had gameplay. Like, is everything like completely changed? Do you no longer have faith in that? Because we know it's coming out 2022.
We talked about E3 trailers too. Like, I'm sure I mentioned this to Riley on the Nerd Stash show, but I'm sure we'll have a topic one of these weeks on the Nerd Stash show about all these cinematic trailers over gameplay and how they're kind of annoying. And that'll be our main topic. It feels like it's getting there at this point. Like, nobody ever wants to show gameplay.
Yeah, it's really well because gamers are brutal with this. Like, oh, this game looks boring because this gameplay that video I saw. But also, Japanese developers...
And why does it matter?
Japanese developers get away with it all the time. Like, have you ever tried watching gameplay for a Japanese game? You would see nothing but cinematic trailers. And I think Western developers are starting to do that
now. I was saying, why does it matter? Because you'll get the traffic from the other trailer, from the cinematic, and you'll still get hype from people who are diehard fans.
Yeah, that's true.
So why should you even risk it and put out gameplay? But that's a topic for another day. Also, before we move on, I loved the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. I'm not a fan of the concept, to be honest with you. I still don't think you're going to kill off any of the Justice League.
Yeah.
I don't believe that, despite the name of the game. But the ending of that trailer was awesome. Where the penguin is in flight. It's like he's still running. He's just on the ground.
And King Shark is just... I didn't think they were going to make him...
blow up his head.
Yeah, I didn't think they were going to make him adorably dumb.
Like Drax.
But they did.
Yeah.
Because when they first initially showed the teaser trailer, he seemed real serious. But in this one, it seems like they're going to give him a personality.
He looks like Drax, or he doesn't look like Drax. He seems like he's Drax from the MCU.
Yeah, he has that Drax thing going on.
Speaking of the MCU, though, let's talk about Tom Holland, Michael.
Ooh.
Let's talk about Uncharted. So later in the week, we would get another trailer release, but this wasn't from WB or DC. This trailer was for the long gestating Uncharted film starring Tom Holland. It seems that the story will somewhat follow the story in Uncharted 4. Like, and I'm saying that so loosely. So don't say like, oh, they're not following the games. I'm saying that very loosely. But instead of it being the end of Nathan Drake's story, it looks to be part of his origin. What did you think of this trailer, Michael?
I was underwhelmed by it because I love the Uncharted series. I even purchased the collectors when it happened, and I might be dumb enough to buy the new collectors that comes the new game compilation that comes out to PS5 next year because I just really enjoyed those games. But this trailer, this movie. It looks like it's trying to borrow from multiple Uncharted games rather than just kind of like being its own like origin story, even taking pieces from A Thieves' End, and telling that part of young Nathan Drake's story. But instead they... Instead, it seems like they're trying to take multiple storylines and beats from each game. Diffie number one and number four. And I can't figure out how I'm supposed to feel about this because Mark Wahlberg does not fit the role of Sullivan at all. And it is throwing me for a
Michael,
loop.
You could not be more right if you tried. I think months ago, Tristan and I were talking about Mark Wahlberg, and I think it was about Uncharted, and I was just like, yeah, we'll see how it goes. And yeah, this is such a miscast, in my opinion. We know he'll probably get, people are going, he might get the mustache at the end of the movie. Why does it have to be that? It feels like everything has to be that way. Like, oh, it'll be the way it's supposed to be at the end of the movie. Why not just start out that way? And it feels like it's just Mark Wahlberg reacting, not Sully, you know? There's nothing in this trailer to where I go, Mark Wahlberg is playing Sully from Uncharted.
Yeah, no, he's definitely just phoning it in. At least in this trailer, it shows that. Like, but luckily, they didn't show a whole lot of Mark Wahlberg. But the scenes they did show, like, he was just like, yeah, I'm paid for this. I don't really care. Yeah, I don't even know what this game is.
I think what bothers me the most is they have Bruce Campbell right there. Bruce Campbell.
I saw somebody talking about that.
So perfect for Sully that he essentially, I don't know if you've ever seen the show called Burn Notice, Michael, but I think Sam Axe is very similar to Sully. He played a similar character in that show. And they just went, oh, we'll go with a younger, we'll go Mark Wahlberg. And I feel like they could have even did better in that casting. You talk about people are getting kind of tired of seeing and everything. But I look at somebody even like Chris Pratt. And I'm like, well, at least Chris Pratt would probably be a little more suited. And plus, I think he's had rapport with Tom Holland before. So, if you wanted to go younger, I feel like you could have done better. And even if you don't think Chris Pratt's a good choice, which I'm not sold on the idea either. I'm sure you can come up with something better than like, oh yeah, let's just get Mark Wahlberg, who was originally set to be Nathan fucking Drake.
Which that doesn't make sense either.
That's how long this thing has went. But this was like, what, 14 years ago? That was the thing.
Yeah. Then it didn't make any sense. Like, none of this made sense. Like, the only person who made sense was Nathan Fallon, unless they were doing young teenage / young adult Drake. Then it made sense that they would go somebody who has a younger look, which Tom Holland...
What do you think of Tom Holland?
Yeah, Tom Holland kind of...
So far.
He kind of fits.
I think he's doing... I'm not sure yet. I don't know where to go
with it. He doesn't have...
Like, I think they got the outfits down for sure. Like, he looks like a young Nathan Drake.
Yeah, he just...
I don't know how, like, the... There's been a few lines in the trailer that went, that was kind of Nathan Drake-like. Like, when the car hits him. And it's just like, crap. I'm like, that kind of feels like it'd be in the game.
Yeah, the thing I like Tom Holland. I think he's a cool actor. But he just sounds so unsure with his lines. Like his
And Nathan Drake is sure.
Yeah, Nathan Drake is confident. And for some reason, Tom Holland's version just sounds so unsure of himself. I don't know if they tried to play up that he's young Nathan Drake a little too much. Like, he doesn't have that confidence. But in certain scenes, he has, like you said, he has that Nathan Drake thing going on. So it's like, it's a toss-up. I don't get what they're going with the direction, or if it's just if it's just Tom Holland.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine with, like, Spider-Man the way he is.
Yeah,
right now. Because he's learning, he is young, and I think you will eventually see. I know there's reports, or not reports, there's everyone going like, oh, is he done after this? I don't think he is. I don't think he's done after No Way Home. I think he has a long time playing Spider-Man ahead of him. And I think you'll get more confident Spider-Man as a result. And it's because of that character development. But for Uncharted and for Nathan Drake, I think what I'm looking for, even in a young Nathan Drake, is that charisma, the, you know, the young confidence that's like throwing out the one-liners. Kind of, not to the extent, but to use another MCU comparison, I was looking for more Iron Man than Spider-Man.
Right.
You know? I was looking for more of that Robert Downey Jr. in Iron Man 1. Not the douchebagness, but the quippy,
the charm,
great, yeah, the charm, yeah. And that's what I think I'm missing. No, this is a small trailer. We're judging it based off of what, 1.5 minutes, I think, 2 minutes. I don't remember how long this trailer.
Yeah, it wasn't very long, but the thing that bothered me is like it reminded me of the new rebooted Tomb Raider movie that happened a few years ago. Where it's like, you can tell they're trying, but it just isn't sticking for some reason.
And a lot of people, I think, like that movie, but I don't think everybody loved it.
Yeah, I skipped out on it, so I didn't even see it myself.
I don't know. I think that's one of those movies that's like, I saw the trailer, and it did nothing to sway me either way, other than to convince me 100%, like, oh, they could have probably got a better Sully.
Oh, most definitely.
And you can remove probably from that sense. Here's one thing I did love, and we can end this on a positive note, because I'm sure you'll agree with me. I loved the part in the trailer where Tom Holland's Nathan Drake wakes up, and he's tied to the cargo containers.
Oh.
And it seems like it is ripped from a Uncharted video game.
Yeah, it looked awesome.
To a T. Like, even with the unrealistic, because it's so stupid. Him jumping forward.
Yeah.
It's so stupid, but it's something you would see from the game. And I saw one comment under, I forgot, it was just, I was going through, you go through YouTube comments and shit. And it's just a bad idea every time. But I saw someone's like, it's just, I'm tired of these Fast and Furious movies. Like, that's all this is this Fast and Furious kind of action. And it looks like Uncharted's going to be that too. And my thing is, have you not played the games? That's all this shit is.
Yeah, no, it's super unrealistic.
It's awesome for it.
Like, they make it a point. It's like, hey, this is a Hollywood movie that you can play. That's pretty much what it is. It's that old school.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about realism, kind of deal. You can accept that this guy got hit by a car, or that he jumped off a bridge and survived, and you know.
Tomb Raider's done similar things as well. Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a whole section in Uncharted where Nathan is holding on to a rope, attached to a car, being dragged through mud and dirt and sticks and stones and hitting all kinds of things.
Uncharted 4, right?
I believe it was 4.
Yeah.
And he just walks it off. He's just like, whatever. He gets a couple of scratch and bruises and just keeps going. So, yeah. So, I'm okay with that being in the movie. Because the Uncharted games are kind of like dumb action movies. So, I actually expect...
Yeah. There's a time and place for those dumb action scenes. And make no mistake, Uncharted is a right time and a right place for those kind of actions.
Oh yeah, so I'm completely okay with what I just saw with the airplane. I was like, you know what? I see what you're going for. I accept this.
Plus, like I said, I think that was probably the most I saw like Tom Holland. Like, oh man, yeah, that's Nathan Drake right there. So that's where the unsure is. Like the line with him holding his finger up to his ear and Mark Wahlberg Sully was like, you look like an idiot. We'll stop doing that. And that was one of those things I was like, all right, well, I don't know what this movie is.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't feel like Uncharted. But then you get the stuff at the end, like that scene.
With the aircraft, yeah.
And the quip right before he gets hit by the car. He's like, crap. And it's like, oh, that's something you'll see out of the game. That works. Yeah.
And the worst part is that delivery from Mark Wahlberg sounded like Mark Wahlberg. It didn't sound like Sullivan.
Yeah, there's no Sully in the voice. There's no, like...
And it's not just the voice. It's, like, the mannerism. Like, he just doesn't have that fatherly or even like, a misguided uncle kind of charm to him. To where...
I think that's the best way to describe Sully.
Yeah, like he'll get in trouble with you. He'll bring trouble to you, but he'll also give you advice. And he's wise about it because he's been through it. So it's like, yeah, Mark Wahlberg doesn't have that. Mark Wahlberg still has that dude bro, drink a beer, smoke weed with me kind of charm and thing going on with him. So I don't know why they picked him for Sullivan.
But hey, it looks like it will be interesting. I'll say that. I feel like this is a movie, and I'll get to Tristan's thoughts here in a second. This is a movie that's going to be either a lot of fun and a lot of people are going to enjoy it, or I think it's going to be universally panned, and I don't think there's an in-between.
Oh, so we're going with the Ghostbusters 2016 deal. Ooh, either love it or hate it.
I don't think it's at that level, because I think a lot of people... I'm not saying this to say like the movie was good. I'm not saying this movie was bad. I think a lot of people did also make their minds up before they went to the theater, just based off the trailers and everything. And I think that probably also played a little bit of a role. But just talking about Tristan's thoughts here on Uncharted, he said, quote, "Uncharted looks better than I expected, but Marky Mark is still horribly miscast. Otherwise, I'm interested to see this twist in the Uncharted story, since it's clearly differentiating from the games," end quote. So he's right there with us on the Marky Mark miscast. All right, you got anything else to add?
Nope, that's all for me.
All right, so let's close up shop and let's talk about what we're working on and where can people find you. Michael, what are you working on and where can people find you?
I am currently working on getting through my back catalog of Archer. I still haven't finished the newest season, and I'm going back through It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia because I'm behind on that. And I'm also getting into Letterkenny for some strange reason. I don't know why, but I'm enjoying that show too. And you can find...
I've had so many friends tell me to watch Letterkenny, and just they'll quote it, and I just... No context, but what the hell are you talking about?
You were talking on a podcast with your friends the other day.
You can't be doing this too, man. I can't be going everywhere and hearing Letterkenny quotes. I'm going to have to watch the show eventually myself.
Pitter patter, Taylor.
Continue
Pitter
on. Patter. I've heard that one too.
Yeah, yeah, but it's surprisingly a good show. And I'm enjoying it. I don't know why, but I am. It's just so off the wall and fun. It's just so weird.
That's the most backhanded compliment.
I don't know why I'm enjoying this. But
I think the show would probably appreciate, like, the people who made the show would be like, that's what we were going for. Awesome. That's exactly what we wanted.
Yeah, it's strange. But you can find me on Twitter at @M_MOSLEY_JR. If you find a weirdo in a Fox hoodie, congratulations, you are in the right place.
As for myself, you can find me over on this podcast here, Nerdstop Movies. You could also find me over at the Nerdstash Show, our video game podcast, where Michael primarily co-hosts that. We just released an episode where Riley and I, Michael had the week off, where Riley and I talked about the looter shooter franchise, or not the looter shooter franchise, the looter shooter genre. And why so many games in that genre stumble out the gate, and why they all face the same problems. And we just had a larger discussion about that. And I thought it was a very good episode. Other than that, you can watch us next week over on Nerds Talk Movies, where we will, in fact, be talking about Daredevil Season 1. I promise it. We will be talking about the Man Without Fear himself. I want to thank Michael for joining me this week. I want to thank anyone for listening. We'll see you next week.